And now for our first feature. A tucked away Broadshaven is home to some of the county's rarest species. Norfolk Wildlife Trust volunteer Steve Cox reports on the restoration of Catfield Fen, and his article is read by Charlie Hollis. Incidentally, Steve volunteers one day a week for 6 months on a secondment from John Lewis and Partners.
Wildlife sightings are a big part of the attraction for many of the sailors and holidaymakers using Barton Broad. Otters, grebes, kingfishers, terns and many other species can be seen from the water. But tucked away behind the reeds and woods that fringe the Broad is a remarkable wildlife haven which has benefited from a newly completed 18-month restoration project. Catfield Fen is a hidden gem, one of the finest examples of tall herb fen in the world. It is reed interspersed with some of the rarest species in the country, such as the fen orchid and marsh fern. Also growing on the fen is the milk parsley, the sole food plant of the rare swallowtail butterfly's caterpillar stage, and the fen is home to the Norfolk hawker dragonfly. Small turf ponds now dot the landscape, providing a habitat for 44 species of aquatic beetle, as well as a nursery for dragonflies. Catfield Great and Little Fens are close to the southeast corner of Barton Broad, where the River Ant flows out towards Irstead, Howe Hill and Ludham, and are managed by Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which also owns Barton Broad. The future of plants and wildlife on the Fen has been enhanced by work carried out thanks to a generous grant of nearly £70,000 from Biffer Award as part of the Landfill Communities Fund. The project included the removal of scrub during last winter using contractors and volunteer help. This is allowing fen flora to re-establish in these areas. As well as hired machinery, the work was aided by the purchase of an iron horse tracked vehicle, which was used to move cut scrub with minimal disturbance to the surface of the fen. Small turf ponds, which replicate the peat cuttings which originally created Barton Broad, are a feature of Catfield Fen, and about 30 more have been added as part of the restoration. A digger scraped the shallow ponds, providing habitats for aquatic water beetles, dragonflies and damselflies, as well as aquatic plants such as bladderwort. Lesser, intermediate and greater bladderwort all occur on the site. It is now hoped that fen orchids will colonise areas around the ponds. The work has been informed by studies which have been carried out as part of the project, including a survey that found 44 species of aquatic beetle on the site and an investigation to see if Catfield Fen would be suitable for the introduction of the rare fen raft spider. Bringing the spider to Catfield is an aspiration for the Trust, but has not yet been carried out. Ecohydrology surveys were carried out using piezometers to record automatically the underground water level of the reserve every 15 minutes during the summer. This will continue in the future. NWT Catfield Fen is in the Ant Broad and Marshes National Nature Reserve in one of the Trust's Living Landscape Project areas. The Trust has made major investments here in recent years through land purchase, habitat improvements on reserves, and on other land in partnership with landowners and other organisations. The grant from Biffer Award has also enabled the Trust to place interpretation boards at Catfield Fen to give visitors information about the wildlife they might see there.